Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the writer and explorer Alexandre David Neil, born in France in 1868. Had an unhappy childhood. She was the only child of parents who fought all the time. She ran away again and again. And when she was 21, she inherited some money and used it to go to Sri Lanka. Worked as an opera singer for a while. She was especially interested in Buddhism. She disguised herself as a Tibetan woman and managed to get into the city of Lhasa, became fluent in Tibetan, met the Dalai Lama, practiced meditation, yoga, hiked through the Himalayas. She once saved herself in a snowstorm with a meditation that increases body temperature. And she became a Lama in Tibet when she was 52 in 1920. She wrote a book about it called Magic and Mystery in Tibet, published in 1929, in which she wrote, "Then it was springtime in the cloudy Himalayas. 900 feet below my cave, rhododendrons blossomed. I climbed barren mountaintops. Long tramps led me to desolate valleys studded with translucent lakes. Solitude, solitude. Mind and senses developed their sensibility in this contemplative life, made up of continual observations and reflections. Does one become a visionary, or rather, is it not that one has been blind until then?" She died in 1969 at the age of 101. It's the birthday of the poet Denise Levertov, born in Ilford, England, 1923, moved to America after World War II. Denise Levertov, who said, "In certain ways, writing is a form of prayer." In 1997, the year she died, she published two books of poetry, The Life Around Us, Nature Poems, and The Stream and the Sapphire, poems with religious themes. And it's the birthday of Sarah Josepha Hale, born in Newport, New Hampshire, 1788, who campaigned for Thanksgiving as a holiday and convinced Abraham Lincoln to declare it in 1863. She also wrote the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb. Here's a poem for today by Candace Black, Gold Horse, Brown Horse. In the pasture behind the house, an island of berries ripens in the summer heat. They will grow plump, darker than garnets, then shrivel away, or rotting, fall to the brambles, tasted only by birds, field mice. Two horses graze here. They watch from a distance as you whistle, their ears shifting with each variation. One morning they reward you and stand at the fence, flies clinging to the moist corners of their eyes. They know how to take the offered apple, even from a child's hand. Brownie shies from the gold one. She comes only when he moves on, and then with hesitation. You stroke her forehead's blaze, give her your palm to smell, to nuzzle. Late August, two horses rolling in the afternoon dust. A poem, Gold Horse, Brown Horse, by Candace Black, from The Volunteer, published by New Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live, visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.